Agenda today is conditional use number 2538, Jeffrey Bogman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 10.48 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east and west side of September Way, a private lane accessed from the south side of Fitzgerald Road, which is Sussex County Route 207, approximately 677 feet west of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113. The 911 address is 8848 September Way, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 5, Parcel 6.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual use site plan. Conditional use site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how is everybody? So, hi, I'm Jeff Bachman. I do currently live at 8848 September Way in Lincoln, Delaware, the property that we're looking for a conditional use for. It's the 10.5 acre we currently have. It's an equine facility, and we are currently do equine assisted psychotherapy and learning. So we incorporate horses into like a traditional talk therapy kind of a model. So with that being said, we're already have, I'm looking to convert the big house, the 4-bedroom house, into 4 office space just because on weather conditions and all that stuff to be able to house 4 therapists, because currently we do have therapists working with equine professionals in this therapeutic session that we have. So we're just looking to add a 4 office space. It would only be operated Monday through Friday from like 9 to 5. We do occasionally have lessons on the farm at that last till 7 o'clock, but that's very rare. That's just to accommodate a,
if that's something that happens sometimes, then I would encourage you to request the 9 to 7, just so you're covered, because if we say 5, then...
Well, and actually, the house that we're looking to convert into office, there won't be anybody there at 7 o'clock. Everybody will be out of that house by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I said just on the property, but we already have that on the property,
okay.
So...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's current other businesses, if that's going to... If that question's coming up, I've heard that once or twice. We're approximately 600 feet west of Fitzgerald's Auto Salvage, where September Way sit accesses off of Fitzgerald's Road. I think that's really about the only one. I know there's a produce guy that's got is just selling his homegrown produce up the road, but that's, we do have Bob's Auto Body, probably 1,000 feet down the road from us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you'd like to add, or would you like for us to start with questions?
I don't really think so. It's like I said, I think it's.
All right.
Just looking to.
We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Allen.
All right. Are you planning on any more construction on there?
No, no more construction. We just actually, the county approved, we just built a little 1-bedroom small house that we built that, if this is approved, that's where me and my wife will be living at. My daughter is currently living in that now, but it's already been approved and built, and so no more building. Dear God, please, no more building.
More or less. All right, that's all for me. So.
Okay, Mr. Mears, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Collins?
No questions for me, thank you.
Okay, and I don't have any, Mr.
Just one, just for the record, so it sounds like the primary use is agricultural. I mean, you've got a horse farm there, and the use of the horse farm is for therapeutic,
The program, it's a kind of a unique program. We don't do therapeutic riding. So
okay.
All of our work is groundwork.
Okay.
But what we do is we invite the horses into, we take like a traditional talk therapy model and we bring that out into the field. So there's a licensed mental health person and there's an equine specialist with the horses. And the horses become like a metaphoric in your journey working towards your treatment goals.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. And so just the next is that, converting the house to 4 offices, that's really just ancillary or part of the main agricultural use of the property.
That's all it is.
Okay.
And it won't be there. It's really won't increase traffic onto the property or anything else. It just gives us more of a space to do what we do.
So that's actually a good point. So it's not expanding the use. It's just making the use more convenient and workable. Okay.
The space that's there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And not to push the boat or anything, but you guys ever want to come out and experience it? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay. We'll see if anyone else has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2538, Jeffrey Bogman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, I will close.
Madam Chair, can I?
I'm sorry.
Just can you come back up real quick? In my notes, I want to make sure, because we don't have any real exhibits. I want to make sure that if they're going to act favorably on us, or if they're not, either way, but that we have exactly what you do. I wrote down equine-assisted talk therapy. Did I write that down right?
Equine-assisted psychotherapy.
Psychotherapy, okay. Just so I had that primary use correct.
Absolutely, yep.
Misrepresented. Thank you. That's I apologize. Okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's easier to experience than it is for me to explain.
Okay. All right. I'll close the public hearing for conditional use number 2538, Jeffrey Bogman.
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 538, Jeffrey Bogman.
A second.
Okay. The motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2538, Jeffrey Bogman. Next item on our agenda.